Shalom. This is the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast coming to you today from Newport Beach, California. And with me is my grandson, Jared. He's the engineer over here watching the time. And I wanted him to share some things with you that he's been sharing with me. And the Lord has really been speaking to him through dreams, through a minister who's now in heaven, Andrew Murray. And the Lord led Jared to get his book called Let Us Draw Near. And he is, in this book, he is speaking about the present day ministry of Jesus mm-hmm. Christ as our high priest. I used to work for Kenneth E. Hagin. I did all of his books. And I kept track of how many we sold of each. Our least selling book was The Present Day Ministry of Jesus Christ. And it's his ministry as high priest. It's a marvelous, wonderful knowledge. And you should order that book if they still print it, The Present Day Ministry of Jesus Christ. But really, that is what Andrew Murray is talking about in his book. He's talking about the fact that we have a high priest. And your brother Jared, when he had, when he had the open-eyed vision of Jesus, he saw him with his breastplate on. The breastplate of the high priest. Yeah. He is in his, he ever liveth to make intercession for us. It's an amazing study. But I'm going to read to you here just a bit from chapter 10 in the book of Hebrews. Mm-hmm. And it says, this man, verse 12, Hebrews 10, 12, after he had offered one korban, or sacrifice for sin forever, sat down on the right hand of God. Verse 19, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. In the Old Testament, they could not go into the holiest. But now we can go right to the Father God, into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way. Verse 20, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. We can draw near. So what does that mean, Jared, draw near?
Well,
and what has God been showing you about it?
Well, this is my focus as Christ, as you said, and I'll read on in Andrew Murray, Let Us Draw Near, on page 35. He says, Jesus does all that is to be done in heaven with God, how as mediator of the new covenant. He does all that is to be, and he also does what is to be done here on earth in our heart. He does the one as effectually as the other. So he's his ministry in heaven, and he's his minister in our heart.
Present day.
Present day.
Present day, he's working in your heart.
Right now.
Right now.
As powerfully as he's operating in heaven as our mediator.
Whoa, glory.
At the same time.
Whoa.
And he goes to say this, the two offices are united in one great high priest. In each act of his, he unites both functions to the soul that knows what to expect and trusts him for it. Every movement of Jesus on our behalf in the presence of God can have its corresponding movement in the heart of man. That right there. As powerful as Jesus is right now at the right hand of the Father and what he's operating in, he's as powerfully and at the same time moving inside of me.
Because you're letting him.
Because I'm giving him, I'm allowing the Holy Spirit my time. I'm giving him time to I'm hearkening my heart. I'm answering to his call. What he says today. You hear his voice. If you will, to listen.
If you will hear his voice.
And he's calling everyone.
It is written in Hebrews. And it's quoting the Old Testament. Today, if you will hear his voice.
It's not just Jared or Mimi. It's
everyone
right now.
Every person on the earth.
He's calling everyone right now to know this.
And if you will, you can hear his voice. Now, in prayer... this was just after Thanksgiving. He told me to get a red pen and write what he said to me. And here's what he said, part of it. Come up higher, live above the fray. In my love, I will keep you day by day. Today, if you will, you may hear my voice. It is your choice to hear or not to hear. My will is that you hear. I am speaking. I am guiding. Listen. So since God's been talking to you, Jared, about coming near and listening, what are the practicalities of it? How do you do it? How would a young person do it? You're young.
Yeah. I want to read this little excerpt, which kind of breaks that down.
Okay.
And then I can go into practical.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you know, same book, Let Us Draw Near, Andrew Murray. And page 37, and why is it, and he says, why is it that so many of us enjoy this so little?
Yeah, why do we experience it?
Yes, and what is needed that we come to its full enjoyment? And how can Jesus truly be to us a great high priest, giving us our actual life in the holiest of all? And he goes on to say, is what we need is just this, that the Holy Spirit himself, that Jesus in the Holy Spirit, be waited on and accepted and trusted to do the work in power. Again, he says that this is what we need, that the Holy Spirit himself, that Jesus in the Holy Spirit, be waited on and accepted and trusted to do the work in power. He goes on to say, do keep a firm hold of this truth, that when our great high priest once and for all entered the holiest and sat down on the throne, it was the Holy Spirit sent down. And he goes on to say, it was the Holy Spirit sent down in his power into the hearts of his disciples, through whom the heavenly high priest became a high priest and an indwelling Savior. But what he goes on to say is, give your time. Set apart, if it's 1 minute, if you can only start out, just to sit and say, Holy Spirit, Jesus, empower me. I die to my flesh. You empower me, not I empower myself. You empower me. And since since the Lord's shown me that, Mimi, I can't go 30 minutes in a day without Jesus reminding me, him, where I am, how he's keeping me there. Pray in the Spirit, Jared. Pray in the Spirit. Thankful. It's the Holy Spirit. He's controlling
you. Yeah,
be
thankful. Be thankful. Rejoice.
It's not just me going, oh, I need to do this. It's him continually empowering me to do it. And it's changing me and it's expanding me to be able to walk in a glory of the Father and power that I want to, that he's promised that we're going to.
Yeah, now, Jared, get out your American Standard. I really like that translation. I have here the King James, and I'm going to read you, because we remember we said that in a dream, God started this all off with Jared, and he told him to read Ephesians 5:15. And so Ephesians, which is the wonderful book for the church, 5:15 says, 5:14 says, awake up. 5:15 says, see that you walk circumspectly, not as fools. What does your Bible say there?
Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise.
Okay. Then what's the next verse say? In the King James, it says, redeeming the time.
Yes, making most of your time.
Making most of your time.
Redeeming's the word.
Yeah, redeeming your time. You redeem this time. You buy it back. You don't lose it. Now, in May of this year, I have a book here in front of me where I write down things the Lord says to me. In May, he said, your most precious commodity is time. Every period of time allotted me will be rewarded throughout eternity. See, we don't have much time, Jared. I know when you're young, you feel like you have a lot of time.
Right.
But a lifetime is not long. I mean, 120 years. 1,000 years is a day is 1,000 years.
Right.
At that rate, 1 hour to God is like 42 years. So if we live 84, 85 years, we've lived a couple of hours in God's time. So we need to redeem all this that we have. And to redeem it, it's our most precious commodity.
Because the supply is less.
Yeah.
Supply and demand.
So supply and demand. There's not much time. Now, I know, Jared, that what we do here on this earth with our time is going to affect the level we go in on into the the worlds to come, the ages to come. And
personally, individually.
Yes. People are going to go in on different levels.
Right.
And just dying won't make a mature Christian out of you. Your fleshly thoughts and things will go right in the grave. Your brain will go right in the grave. But your spirit will need to grow.
Sure.
And so that it could take more glory. Jesse saw this. I read it in H.A. Baker's book on heaven. Many people see that you go in on different levels. You're happy on every what level you go in. But here in this earth, and it helps this life right here.
Sure.
And it manifests God. It's not just us. He wants to manifest his power to the principalities and powers. He wants to manifest it to all the people. And so it's going to come as a result of your drawing near to him. Of course, legally, he's in you. Mm-hmm. Legally, you're at his right hand.
Right.
But you have to have an acting out of this, a fleshing out of this. So talk about that a little.
Like the soul aspect. That's what I keep telling people. You know, I know we're near the Father all the time in spirit, but this for me has been a soul conscious part, a part of my, what I mean by soul is my mind.
Sure.
My emotions, my conscience self, and doing that with my conscience self. And I use my imagination, what
yes.
God gave me.
Yes.
And with my time seeing Christ, who Christ is, everything in the Word, what Christ has done for me. Seeing all those things, using my imagination, and seeing him empower me to walk in it. Him working through me for his glory. Him working in me for his glory. Not Jared doing anything, but as Christ, we as we move, Christ moves. What Christ did, we did. As Christ crucified, I crucify. I crucify my flesh. I mean, it's a daily thing, Mimi. It's important. It's not just like, and it can start today. Today, whoever's listening, if you want this, you have it, just set your time. Today, do it. Right now. You're doing it. That's it. Just see that. But it's today. That's it. And it's day by day. It's not this experiential, I'll go to the next thing and have an experience. It is a daily, day by day. And it is the same way that Christ did it. We are doing it.
It's the same way he did it. He turned his attention to the Father. He turned his prayer to the Father in his earth life. If you just turn and think about him, think on his name, you'll suddenly be, he's right there. He's right
yep.
there, of course. And you will be able to hear him because you're softening your heart.
As Jesus, as much, Mimi, as Jesus was our Redeemer and everything that he walked into, he is as much a forerunner.
Oh, yes.
And an example.
Oh, yes, he is. His life. Oh, praise the Lord for the privilege to live a life for him. We're so thankful for it. We're thankful that you have Christ in you, and he is your hope of glory, your hope of giving glory to the Father. In Jesus' name, Shabbat Shalom.